Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. 876 people died in car crashes in Michigan last year, according to the Michigan State Police. Another 71,000 were injured, and some of those injuries were catastrophic, leaving people with lifelong brain damage, in wheelchairs, or hooked up to ventilators. Michigan's no-fault auto insurance law provides all catastrophic victims with a lifetime of unlimited medical benefits. But the legislature is fast-tracking changes to that law that have doctors, victims, and their families worried. That's what this next story is about. Sam Howell's mind was always a little bit different, says his mom, Maureen Howell.
When he was 15, he started researching a disease that his sister had. He was a very brainy child. He was kind of a nerd. And he would take biopsies of her tumors and go to our local university, Saginaw Valley State University, every night and work in the labs.
That work won him first place in biochemistry at an international science fair and thousands of dollars in scholarships. But then when he was 18, Sam Howell's car went off the highway. It vaulted off of a snowbank. It went 10 feet in the air. It finally hit a tree. He was in a coma for 2 months, and when he woke up, his brain was permanently damaged.
I couldn't really move very much, couldn't speak yet, and I had to be turned by my parents 24 hours a day. And slowly the recovery came back.
Maureen Howell says a huge part of that recovery was the rehab facility that they got Sam into, which they could only afford because of Michigan's no-fault auto insurance. Michigan is the only state that works this way, and it's because Michigan voters approved it. Every car in Michigan has to have no-fault auto insurance. And when you pay your premiums, $186 of those dollars go into this medical fund for major car crash victims. That fund, over the years, has grown into $20 billion. And whenever catastrophic car crash victims like Sam rack up medical bills over $500,000, that fund kicks in and covers their bills. That's how people like Sam can get a lifetime of medical care, which his mom says he needs 24/7.
Sam has 5 therapists still continuing to do physical therapy. He still gets cognitive therapy, which is huge for him.
But auto insurers have been trying to change Michigan's system for years. Because sure, they get reimbursed by that fund once Sam's medical costs go over $500,000. But before that $500,000 cap is reached, they are on the hook for all of those charges. And now the legislature is fast-tracking a new bill that would cut a lot of those costs. It would put a cap on how much doctors are allowed to bill auto insurers for the care they give people like Sam. That cap, no more than 150% of however much Medicare charges for the same service. And 150% of anything can sound really generous. But with Medicare, it's not, says Randy Janzik, who runs the trauma center at Beaumont Hospital.
150% of an amount that's not enough to care for the person isn't a good deal.
Dr. Janzik says Medicare reimbursements often don't even cover how much it costs the hospital to treat Medicare patients, and that trauma patients often need far more expensive and intensive types of care than Medicare gives. Meanwhile, Michigan's Hospital Association is freaking out over these possible cuts. They say it could cost them $1 billion in trauma reimbursements every single year. And Dr. Janzik says that will have a big effect on what kind of trauma care we have in Michigan for anyone, not just car crash victims.
Bottom line is trauma care would suffer. If we don't have these monies in place, the way it's been funded, it can have a detrimental effect on the whole system.
So I called up the insurance lobbyists and I said, hey, these doctors and patients seem to pretty clearly think that you are the bad guys here.
Well, First off, I got to tell you, I'm very concerned with the misrepresentation and the overstatement of facts that we have going on around this debate.
This is Peter Kuhnmensch. He runs the Insurance Institute of Michigan. And he says, look, all that we're trying to do with this law is make things fair. Because right now, doctors have set fees that they can charge Medicare or workers' comp. But with the no-fault law, the auto insurers have to pay whatever doctors want. And that's leading them to be way overcharged for, say, a CT scan.
Auto insurers pay upwards of $3,200 for that CT scan, while other payers such as work comp pay under $1,000. And that's what we're trying to get at. We think if we can reduce the charges, make them a little more in line with what everybody else pays, that our consumers will benefit from lower premiums as a result of that.
So then I asked him about what Dr. Janzik said, that Medicare doesn't cover the expensive, intensive, years-long recovery that trauma patients like Sam Howell need.
So the question becomes, how much? And if there's not an applicable Medicare charge for that, then obviously that has to be negotiated between the healthcare provider and the insurer.
But does it? How would those negotiations work exactly? What is to guarantee that auto insurance companies wouldn't just say, no, we're not covering it? Nothing in the bill clarifies that, or even says that the negotiations have to happen in the first place. Meanwhile, Sam Howell and his mom, Maureen, are worried that the insurance companies could interpret these new changes to be retroactive, meaning that Sam's care, his therapist, the 24/7 attendant, would be limited to 150% of what Medicare charges. And Maureen Howell says that is her biggest fear.
As long as I'm alive, Sam's going to be okay. It's after I'm gone that I worry, and I feel like I can't even die in peace. So I do worry about his future without me, but also I worry about who's next coming down the pike.
The Senate has already passed these changes. The House might vote on them as early as this week. If they do make these changes, your premiums might go down in the long run, but your benefits definitely will. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.